let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome as we explore the scriptures, as we explore God's word, as we explore what he has in store for you and for me this morning. You are through to the study hour. And in this segment of the study hour, we call it Make It Practical, right? We are taking accountability as Christians this week. And today, our focus on how accountability is about spiritual maturity. And that's what we are inviting you to engage us on. Share your thoughts, your comments. We want to hear from you. +27 73 470 3520. That's +27 73 470 3520. We want to invite you to be a part of this discussion. If you are watching us on the YouTube live, you're able to just converse with us there as well. Drop a comment in the chat box. Now, today, our discussion centering in this theme says growth requires feedback. It's imperative, right? Without it, we repeat patterns, we justify compromise, and we are found drifting from what the purpose of our lives is all about. Accountability, therefore, is not just about perfection. It's not trying to say, oh, you're always right. No, no, no. It's about progress. The only way you can progress is if you account for what has happened in the past. Mature believers invite correction. They invite being called to be accountable, because they understand in these spaces that's where transformation is found. That's where leadership is found. That's where mentorship is found. And immaturity resists these things because it fears being scrutinized, because it's full of pride. And if it's then found to have flawed, it feels, then our people will then say things about me. No, actually, that's what you need to be finding, where people can say things about you, because then you show that it's okay to be questioned. So do join us as we discuss. We're looking forward to share your inputs on this as we engage. And Pastor Motsi is joining us in leading this conversation this morning. It looks like we are struggling to get the doctor this morning. I'm not too sure why. It looks like our might be having some challenges here. But as we look forward to hear from the doctor, the conversations we're looking to have, and like I always say, the aim, the hope, is that after we're said and we're done whatever it is that we are needing to, we can then answer and say, it's all about application. It's all about ability to utilize this information. If it is not able to be utilized, then what good is it? I mean, it's okay to have these abstract concepts, mighty and lofty and so forth, and all theoretical. But if they cannot really be made of use, then that becomes pointless. And that's not the Jehovah we worship. God, of necessity, would have us do, would have us become, would have us change from glory to glory, from one state to another. And so he gives us this lesson so that we can utilize them in our lives. And that's what the core of this segment, in essence, is all about, that we can better apply what Jehovah is giving to us. Now, so it looks like we are definitely not winning Noam Fundisi Motsi, not too sure. Apologies for that. But here's what the sense of the conversation for today was going to be centering around, right? Trying to address how you respond to correction. If someone is to say to you, hey, my brother, my sister, sir, ma'am, here's what happened, and I think you were out of line, you were out of order. I think this is the best way you could have done it, but what you did actually has set us back. How do you respond? Do you defend yourself, right? Or do you feel like, you know what, you can lift up your hand and own it? Or do you feel like, hey, you should not have called me out in the front of the people. Come to me in a private room so I can apologize to you who has noticed in a private room. And those who don't raise anything, I will continue charging on as though I'm perfect. Is that how you respond? What is actually the scriptures saying to us? When you look at the scriptures and we hear the different things that happen, what does the Bible say about accountability, especially in the area of correction? I remember when David was called out by Nathan, the prophet says to him, you are the man, O king. You are the one who has done this wickedness which you are claiming. Others therefore must receive condemnation, must receive death. You are the man. And immediately the king could acknowledge, I have sinned. And so we then have those beautiful renditions of repentance. Psalm 51, Psalm 32. How do you respond when correction is directed in the vicinity of where you're standing? What role does accountability play in your spiritual growth? Is there a relationship? Because you're able to own up in the things of this world when you're called out at work, when you're needing to be accountable in your family spheres, with your friends, in your social areas. Does this mean anything spiritually? Does it mean you're a more mature human being? Can you draw a parallel, a correlation between these two areas? Does it affect your decision making, right? When you're this kind of a person, if you're accountable, are you a better decider of how life can be done and should be done? I think it suggests so, because it means you can see where you were and where you're going, and in the interim where you're placed. But if you're one who denies accountability, usually your spirituality is dwarfed, and we can see it. Because whenever anything is asked of you, you duck and dive, you run and hide. Or if you're in a position of authority, you snide, you belittle, you play the man and not the ball. That's what we can see. And therefore means you can't make decisions. If you are to make decisions, you are a dictator at best. Otherwise, you're allowing others or just pushing responsibility onto others so that you're never accountable for anything. I didn't do it. I'm not the one who decided. That's what it shows. And that needs to be the case. And maybe I would invite you to take a pause in your life so you can reflect on yesterday, on where you come from, to see where you've been, where you are, and where you're going. And guess what? Guess what? You're not a tree. Where you're planted is not where you need to stay. You can always move. And that's true for each and everyone, no matter what your responses to those questions and to that introspection is. You can always, in fact, you should always be moving. If you've been found guilty and you can look at yourself and you can say, oh, there is definitely room to improve, then you can do something about it. Be more accountable. Work on it. And if you are saying, no, I think I've been doing a good job, guess what? There is also room for improvement. Maybe as a side note, I remember someone saying they want to name their child improvement. They want to name their child improvement because obviously with life and sometimes you get into spaces where you're kicked out or you don't have a room or you don't have an opportunity because they say, no, it's full or whatever the case might be. And they say, no, I want to name my child improvement. So that whenever they are not given an opportunity, whatever it is that the excuse is, I can always say, no, but there's always room for improvement. So yeah, there is always room for improvement. Even if you're on the right path doing the right things, growth should always be what you are looking forward to. Now, what does it all mean to be both accountable and grace-filled in your relationships? And for that, I want to invite you to homework. Turn to Scripture. Look to Scripture. Ask of God what it looks like. Let Him tell you from His Word what accountability that is grace-filled looks like. Accountability that is attractive. Accountability that says, I want to be more like this person because that person is looking more to be like somebody else. I think the best for me comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I mean, chapter 11, verse number 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 1. Paul responds to the church at Corinth and says to them, you know what? Let's make this practical. Look to me. And when you look, imitate what I'm doing. But as you do that, only do that as I imitate Christ. That's simple. It's a very simple formula. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. You're done. Full stop. Which means, number one, you must have your eye on Christ, knowing what He is doing. Number two, you then say, okay, demonstrate what Christ is doing. Let's see you our leader. And then whatever is not of Christ, you don't imitate. You leave it alone. Imitate me as I imitate Christ. That's what it's about. That's what being accountable and grace-filled is all about. And this is applied in all your relationships. And when that is said and done, when you're done dealing with yourself, this must then overflow to the vicinities that are around you. You ensure that this can be seen in your circles, right? And you invite others to do this that you are doing, right? To imitate what you are doing, but also to be able to approach you and speak into your life with honesty and care. And sometimes, yes, people buy a yehlela. People do that sometimes. Buy a bodla nje noma yini. I mean, you do get trolls in life. And that's the nature of the environment we're living in. But if you train them, especially if they are well-meaning, and just, hey, thank you for the feedback, but I think next time try to be more encouraging instead of just criticizing and cutting. Because sometimes we say that, right? No, truth hurts. It's not necessarily the truth that's hurting. It's the way you're saying it. So teach each other. Train each other. And at the end of the day, after a while, yeah, it will not be always easy in the beginning. But after a while, you will find yourself growing even as you interact with one another. So this encouragement we're bringing you today, that as you grow, as you are more accountable, as you become, and this is what Christianity is all about, right? Perhaps you're tuning in and you're like, I've been just trying to see what Christianity has set out, what's it all about. This is what it's about, growth. And if you don't want to grow, maybe Christianity is not your thing, because that's the one demand of Christ, that we got to be more and more like Him. More and more and more like Him. And I invite you to that kind of an approach even this morning. That's my take. I want to invite you, what is your take as we go through this morning and this conversation, talking about the importance of being accountable as Christians?
You are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference, right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.